Volume 48, number 12 of the Friend magazine for December 2018. Contents. Stories and features. From the First Presidency, Prophecies of Jesus Christ, by President Dallin H. Oaks. Christmas by Candlelight. Family Night Fun. Book of Mormon Reading Club. A Green Bean Christmas. Reverence is Love. Shine Your Light, Brothers Who Light the World. Apostles Testify of Christ, Elder Quentin L. Cook. The Secret Santa. Show and Tell. Friend to Friend, Saved from the Mud, by Elder Adelson de Paula Perea. Bright Idea. Digging into History. Matt and Mandy. Stop and Flip. For Older Kids. Carl's Christmas Gift. Food and Fun, An All-Star Christmas. The Star of the Second Row. Fun Stuff, Christmas Wordplay. Music, Christmas Bells. Things to Make and Do. Fun Stuff, Have a Song a Day Christmas. Family History Quest. Old Testament Heroes, Jonah. A Christmas Play. And Friend Junior, for Parents of Little Ones, A Special Night. Ellie Helps Clean the Church. I Can Help at Church. Scripture Stories, Jonah and the Whale. Coloring Page. And Waiting for Christmas. End of contents. Read by Wes Nelson.
Friends by mail. Shine your light. Thanks for sending in your stars this year. You made the world a better, brighter place. Light the World. We used the Light the World stars in The Friend to make ornaments for our Christmas tree poster. It helped us follow Jesus all month. We love The Friend magazine. Annie, Adelaide, and Sullivan W., ages 5, 3, and 2, Texas, USA.
Using The Friend every day. We completed a couple of Advent calendars from The Friend magazine, plus the Restoration Reading Challenge. We put up the CTR challenges and Light the World on the wall to remind us to do it every day. It helps our family learn more about the Savior. Matthias, Michaela, Cardman, and Jonathan J., ages 9, 7, 4, and 11, Alberta, Canada.
Oops! We got the names of two of Eleanor's siblings wrong in the November Friend. Nag Carlin, Mucky Siege, Nevaeh, and Eleanor L., ages 7, 8, 10, and 12, South Auckland, New Zealand.
Dear friends, we've been excited to get your beautiful stars in the mail this year. Each one has shown the love you have for the Savior and how you are letting His light shine through you. Your stars are like a gift from Him. Your stars are like a gift for Him. Turn to page 12 to find the story of two brothers from Ghana who shared the Savior's light this year. Merry Christmas, The Friend. Was there a story or activity this month that helped you? Tell us about it. Turn to page 39 to find out how. End of Friends by Mail. Read by Daniel McClellan, Shannon Nelson, and Enzo Patello.
From the First Presidency, Prophecies of Jesus Christ, by President Dallin H. Oaks, First Counselor in the First Presidency. At Christmas time, we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. There were many prophecies of His birth. Prophecies, when a prophet tells people what is going to happen. An angel told Mary, "Thou shalt bring forth a son, and shalt call His name Jesus." Luke chapter 1, verse 31. The prophet Isaiah wrote about the Messiah, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. Lehi taught about a Savior of the world. 1 Nephi chapter 10, verse 4. The prophet Abinadi said, "Did not Moses prophesy unto them concerning the coming of the Messiah, and that God should redeem his people? Mosiah chapter 13, verse 33. An angel showed Nephi a vision of Mary with baby Jesus. And the angel said unto me, Behold the Lamb of God, yea, even the Son of the Eternal Father. 1 Nephi chapter 11, verse 21. I pray we will remember that Christmas is not just a season of greetings or happy holidays. It is a celebration of the birth of the Son of God. It is a time to remember his teachings and his atonement. Adapted from the 2016 First Presidency Christmas Devotional. End of the section, From the First Presidency. Read by Dwayne Case.
Christmas by Candlelight by Kenzie Parsons, based on a true story. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. Micah 7, verse 8. Ellie snuggled into the couch with her bag of Christmas chocolates. This was the best part of the movie. Mom and Dad were watching it with her. Her brothers were in the kitchen building their new toy robots, and her sisters were looking at their new animal books. Ellie popped a chocolate into her mouth. It was the perfect end to a perfect Christmas. Suddenly the TV shut off, and the room went completely dark. Ellie's sister shrieked. Her brother Joseph shouted from the kitchen,
Hey, who turned off the lights?
Ellie could hear him stumbling around in the dark.
Ouch, watch where you're going,
Michael snapped. Ellie and Mom peered out the window. Their neighbors' houses were dark, too. Mom said she'd call the power company.
Everybody to the family room,
Dad called.
I'll grab some candles.
Soon, everybody was huddled on the floor, wrapped in blankets and very grouchy.
I was almost done with my robot,
Joseph whined.
Well, I was at the best part of my new movie,
Ellie said. Why did this have to happen on Christmas? It wasn't fair. Dad lit the candles, filling the family room with warm light. In the kitchen, Mom filled a kettle with water and lit the stove with a match.
We can have some hot cocoa in a minute. And the power company said we should have power in a little while.
Everyone grumbled. Ellie slumped against the couch and stared at the blank TV, wishing it would magically turn on. It didn't. Jeannie started crying, and Beth hugged her.
I want the lights to come back on,
Jeannie said. Dad pulled a book from the shelf and sat down with them.
Here, let's read a story.
Which one?
Beth asked. As Dad flipped open the book, Ellie recognized it as Dad's old Bible from his mission.
The Christmas story,
she said with a smile. Mom sat next to Ellie and put an arm around her shoulders. Everyone grew quiet as Dad began reading from the book of Luke. He read about Mary and Joseph traveling to Bethlehem and about the shepherds on the hillside. The candles made Ellie feel like she was in the stable in Bethlehem where Jesus was born. As Dad read about the angels and the baby Jesus, Ellie's heart felt warm and happy. Today was Christmas. Today was the day they celebrated Jesus' birth. She had been so focused on her presence that she hadn't even thought about why Christmas was so important. Suddenly the lights flickered back on. Wait, the story's not over, Jeannie said.
Can we turn the lights back off?
Ellie asked Mom.
Yeah, we have to finish this story,
Michael said. Mom and Dad smiled. Mom switched off the lights, and they all sat together again, listening to Dad read about the wise men. After the story, they all sat at the table, sipping hot cocoa. Ellie realized she was the happiest she had been all day.
Can we do this every Christmas?
That's a great idea,
Dad said. Remembering the story of Jesus being born made it feel like Christmas, and it had nothing to do with presents. The author lives in Arizona, USA.
End of Christmas by Candlelight. Read by Miles McClellan, Gabriel Reinwand, Austin Peterson, Maya Reinwand, Lindsay Hepworth, Ocean Patello, Scott Christopher, and Shannon Nelson.
Family Night Fun. Here's an idea for family home evening. What other ideas can you come up with? Light the Night. Read Christmas by Candlelight on page 4. Make this craft to remind you that no matter how dark it gets, Jesus is our light. See Mosiah chapter 16, verse 9. You'll need a paper cup, a hole punch or sharp pencil, a small battery-powered light or glow stick. Use the hole punch or pencil to make holes all around the cup. Poke holes in the bottom, too, or cut it out entirely. Ask an adult for help. Decorate your cup however you want, then put the light or glow stick under the cup. Turn off the lights and see your lantern glow. Here's a tip. If you don't have paper cups, you can roll up a piece of construction paper and tape the edges together. Christmas crinkle cookies. Make this holiday treat with your family. Be sure to get an adult's help. You'll need 1 box red velvet cake mix, 1/2 cup of vegetable oil, 2 eggs, and powdered sugar. In a large bowl, combine the cake mix, oil, and eggs. Roll the dough into balls and let them sit to dry for a few minutes. Then roll each ball in powdered sugar until it's completely covered. Bake at 350 degrees Fahrenheit, or 275 degrees Celsius, for 8 to 10 minutes. More ideas. Sing the Christmas songs on page 10 together. Catch up on any days you've missed. December 25th. Glad tidings of great joy I bring. Go to friend.lds.org in December to watch a video about Samuel telling about Jesus' birth. Is there a topic you'd like to learn about with your family? Go to lessonhelps.lds.org to find stories, activities, and media. End of Family Night Fun, read by Ethan Nelson.
Book of Mormon Reading Club. Join in by reading the Book of Mormon. You can read on your own, with your family, or with a friend. Then tell us about it. See page 39 to find out how. This month's scripture is Moroni 7:41. And what is it that ye shall hope for? Behold, I say unto you that ye shall have hope through the atonement of Christ and the power of his resurrection, to be raised unto life eternal, and this because of your faith in him according to the promise.
I, Nephi, having been born of goodly parents. 1 Nephi chapter 1, verse 1. This is my favorite sentence in the whole Book of Mormon. Like Nephi, we can do good to our parents. Caleb B., age 7, New Hampshire, USA.
I have been reading the Book of Mormon with my family. My brother and I act out the verses we read. I really liked acting out Lehi's dream. We pretended our Christmas tree was the tree of life, and the ornaments were the fruit. Margaret M., age 5, Arizona, USA.
End of this month's Book of Mormon Reading Club. Read by Daniel McClellan, Ocean Patello, and Alyssa Peterson.
A Green Bean Christmas by Heidi Pullman, based on a true story. Inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Matthew chapter 25, verse 40. Vroom! Peter's new remote control car seemed to roar to life. It zigzagged through crumpled wrapping paper. It zoomed under the Christmas tree, its blue paint reflecting the lights. When Peter had unwrapped his present that morning, he just knew it would be the fastest race car around. He was planning to make a racetrack for it. But first, Peter had to go to the homeless shelter with his family. Last week, they had decided to help serve dinner to people there on Christmas night. Peter had liked the idea then, but now he just wanted to keep playing with his car. Peter slowly put his boots on.
"Why can't I stay home?"
he grumbled. Dad ruffled Peter's hair.
"Getting toys for Christmas is fun, but Christmas is really about Jesus. That's why we wanted to celebrate his birth by doing something he would do, helping others."
Peter still didn't feel like going, but he trudged out the door anyway. Once they got to the shelter, a lady led them to the kitchen. Peter followed her to a spot, and she handed him a spoon. His job was to serve green beans.
"Yuck,"
he thought. people started coming in the cafeteria. One by one, they moved through the line. Peter dumped a spoonful of green beans on each plate. Scoop, plop. Scoop, plop. He couldn't think of anything more boring. His mind kept going back to the racetrack he wanted to build. Peter scooped another spoonful of green beans. When he looked up, he saw a boy sliding his tray closer. Peter spooned the beans onto the boy's plate. He looked up again, and their eyes met. The boy smiled.
Thank you!
Peter watched him sit down by a tall woman. They looked happy. That made Peter happy, too.
Maybe Dad was right,
Peter thought. He could play with his toys any time, but coming here was special. He thought about how Jesus spent his life helping people, and wasn't Christmas about celebrating Jesus' birthday? When the next person came through the line, Peter smiled as he scooped beans onto her plate.
Merry Christmas,
Peter said. He tried to smile at everyone who came through the line. Not everyone smiled back, and that was okay. On the ride home, Peter looked at Dad.
I think I understand what you said earlier about what Christmas is really about.
Oh, yeah?
It's not about getting stuff. Helping people is more important.
I think you're right. And maybe we can come back soon to help again.
Peter grinned as he looked out the window. He was glad he'd spent Christmas night helping others, like Jesus would. The author lives in Utah, USA. Sidebar: Christmas is the season to give service. Sister Christina B. Franco, second counselor in the Primary General Presidency. Christmas, a season to love, serve, and forgive one another. 2017 First Presidency Christmas Devotional.
End of the story, A Green Bean Christmas, read by Kara and Miles McClellan, Gabriel Reinwand, and Terrell Williams.
Fun stuff. Have a song-a-day Christmas. Starting 12 days before Christmas, sing along each day with one of these Christmas songs on music.lds.org. Color the music notes when you hear each phrase. December 14th. This is the season, beloved of the year. The Nativity Song, Children's Songbook, page 52. December 15th. The blessed angels sing. It came upon a midnight clear. Hymns, number 207. December 16th. His praises we sing. The Shepherd's Carol, Children's Songbook, page 40. December 17th. To the earth it gave great light. The First Noel, hymns number 213. December 18th. He was meek and mild. When Joseph went to Bethlehem, Children's Songbook, page 38. December 19th. Jesus, to thee be all glory given. O come, all ye faithful, hymns number 202. December 20th, Jesus is born in Bethlehem. Christmas Bells, Children's Songbook, page 54. December 21st, O let us gladly sing. Samuel tells of the baby Jesus, Children's Songbook, page 36. December 22nd, proclaim the holy birth. O little town of Bethlehem, hymns number 208. December 23rd, the child is the Son of God. Who is the child? Children's Songbook, page 46. December 24th, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Silent Night, hymns number 204. December 25th, glad tidings of great joy I bring. While shepherds watch their flocks, hymns number 211. End of Fun Stuff, Have a Song a Day Christmas, read by Rena Nelson.
A True Story Written by You. Reverence is Love, by Luaipo W. H. 10, Victoria, Australia. On Friday, my teacher asked me to read a poem I wrote in front of all the students, teachers, and parents at our school assembly. I was really excited, so I said yes. But I was also really nervous about it. As I was sitting on the stage waiting to read my poem, my heart began to beat very fast. I felt very nervous about sharing something I had written with a lot of people. Then a thought came to my mind. I thought of how my family and I read from the Book of Mormon together in the mornings before school. The thought of reading the scriptures with my family made me think of Heavenly Father. I thought of how He loves me. I felt comforted and no longer alone. My heart wasn't beating as fast, and I felt reverent. In the children's songbook, on page 31, the lyrics say, "Reverence is more than just quietly sitting, it's thinking of Father above, a feeling I get when I think of His blessings. I'm reverent, for reverence is love. When I'm reverent, it shows in my words and my deeds, the pathway to follow is clear. And when I'm reverent, I know in my heart, Heavenly Father and Jesus are near. I am thankful that I felt Heavenly Father's love when I was nervous at the assembly, and I am thankful to know that He loves me very much." End of the story, Reverence is Love, read by Maya Reinwand.
Shine Your Light, Brothers Who Light the World.
Hi, I'm Hubert. My brother and I live in a country called Ghana.
And I'm Jaden. Our city, Accra, is near the Atlantic Ocean. It also has a beautiful temple.
A Christmas song. My class at school had a nativity play, and I played the piano for the whole program. I taught everyone to sing, "O Holy Night."
Teaching neighbors. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 16, Jesus taught us to let our light shine. I like to teach my neighbors when we are playing because I want to serve them.
Playing the organ. At church, I play the organ for members to sing. When doing this, I feel happy.
Helping the hungry. During break time at school, I see people who are hungry and have nothing to eat. I share my snack and help them feel better.
Thank you for your stars. This year, you filled our sky with thousands of stars and stories of your loving service. You have really let your light shine.
Let us light the world. In the scriptures, it says that Jesus is the light and life of the world. So let us light the world.
End of Shine Your Light, Brothers Who Light the World. Read by Miles and Daniel McClellan and Enzo Patello.
Apostles testify of Christ. Jesus Christ lives and is the Savior and Redeemer of the world. He has provided the pathway to true happiness. By Elder Quentin L. Cook of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. End of Apostles Testify of Christ. Read by Casey Wayman.
The Secret Santa by Jane McBride, based on a true story. When ye are in the service of your fellow beings, ye are only in the service of your God. Mosiah chapter 2, verse 17. Christmas used to be the best time of the year. Tasha's grandma would take her shopping for a new dress, and Dad read The Night Before Christmas to her every Christmas Eve. But 2 years ago, Grandma had died. And then the next year, Dad died, and Tasha and Mom moved to a smaller house. Now there was no fireplace to hang stockings, and reading Dad's Christmas poem was too sad. One night, about 2 weeks before Christmas, the doorbell rang. When Tasha opened the door, there was a mug full of candy canes with a little note signed, "Secret Santa." Tasha's face lit up. She loved candy canes.
"Who do you think it's from?"
she asked, peeling open one of the wrappers.
"I don't know,"
said Mom. She smiled and pulled out a candy cane.
"But what a nice surprise."
The next night, their Secret Santa left hot cocoa mix. The night after that, it was a box of cute soaps. Every night, Tasha was excited to see what showed up next. And every night, she got more and more curious. Who was dropping off the gifts? Tonight, there was a plate of cookies with reindeer faces. They had chocolate chip eyes and antlers made from melted caramel.
"They're so cute,"
Tasha said.
"I wish we knew who was bringing these so we could say thank you."
Mom got out some milk to go with their cookies.
It seems like whoever's doing it wants to stay anonymous.
What's a anonymous?
It means they don't want other people to know who they are. Maybe the best thing we can do to thank them is to pass their kindness on to other people.
Tasha was quiet as she ate her cookie. What kind of things could she do? She didn't have money to buy cute little gifts. And even if she did, Mom didn't have time to take her to the store. Tasha sighed.
I want to do something nice, but I don't know what to do. And I don't have a lot of money.
Being kind doesn't take money. All it takes is thinking about others. Smiling at a friend who looks sad. Sitting at lunch with someone who's alone. Saying thank you. Those are nice and free.
Tasha nodded slowly. She could do that. On Monday morning at school, her teacher was wearing a new sweater.
Mrs. Hennessy, that's a really pretty red sweater.
Mrs. Hennessy looked happy.
Thank you.
For the rest of the day, Mrs. Hennessy seemed to be smiling a lot. That afternoon, after school, Tasha volunteered to walk her neighbor's dog.
Thank you, Tasha,
Mrs. Oliver said.
My hip was hurting so much that I wondered how I was going to take Penny for her walk. You're an answer to prayer.
You're welcome,
Tasha said. She was glad she'd come to help. After dinner, she helped Mom fold laundry and clean the kitchen. Tomorrow, she was going to surprise Mom and vacuum. That night, their secret Santa struck again, this time leaving a bag of chocolate candies.
Mom,
Tasha said,
can I take some of these to school to share? I think that would make my class really happy.
Mom took a chocolate and handed the bag to Tasha.
Of course.
Tasha grinned. She would always miss Dad and Grandma. But she was glad she had discovered this Christmas secret. Helping others made her happy. The author lives in Colorado, USA.
Sidebar. Once my friend was sad and I went and helped her, she had a big smile. Gavin W., age 9, Idaho, USA.
End of the story, The Secret Santa. Read by Mia Peterson, Wesson Rena Nelson, Kara McClellan, Lindsay Hepworth, and Miles McClellan.
Family History Quest. Quest complete. We hope you had fun exploring your family history this year. For your last quest, write down a favorite family recipe and add it to your family history box or folder. If the family recipe came from an ancestor, add it to their profile on FamilySearch.org. Once you've finished your last quest, it's time to celebrate. Cut out the certificate below and glue it to the back of your badge keeper. You could use it as a bookmark in your scriptures or put it in your journal and write about what you learned this year. Congratulations! You've completed the Friend Family History Quests. Now it's your turn to create quests to keep learning about your family history. The wrong stamp appeared in the August issue. Go to friendfhq.lds.org to print the correct page and stamp. End of Family History Quest, read by Alyssa Peterson.
Old Testament Heroes. Jonah repented. God called Jonah to serve a mission in the city of Nineveh, but Jonah didn't want to go, so he got on a ship heading off to a different city. A huge storm came. The sailors were afraid the ship would sink. Jonah knew God had sent the storm. He told the sailors to throw him overboard so the storm would calm down. God sent a whale, and the whale saved Jonah by swallowing him. He was in the whale's belly for 3 days. He prayed and told God that he would repent and obey God. God told the whale to spit Jonah out on dry land. Jonah went to Nineveh and taught the people there. They repented and started following God again. God was happy when they repented. Read about Jonah in the book of Jonah. Also, go to page 19 for a hand-drawn picture of Jonah's story by Lily D., age 8, Utah, USA. Jonah turned to God and repented. I can repent when I make a wrong choice. Watch chapter 38 of the Old Testament stories at scripturestories.lds.org. As you pray this week, apologize for things you did wrong. Also tell Heavenly Father about what you did right. Ask Him for help. He loves you. Next time you make a mistake, think, what did I learn from this? And try again. I can follow God by... Print more cards at otfriend2018.lds.org. End of Old Testament Heroes, Jonah Repented, read by Gabriel Reinwald.
Show and tell. On Christmas Eve last year, my family went to church early. I asked my dad if I could play the piano before sacrament meeting started. I played every Christmas song I could. When I was done, everyone thanked me for the music I played. I felt good inside my heart throughout the whole meeting. I was happy to do service on Christmas Eve and make so many people happy. Audrey W., age 10, New Mexico, USA.
I like having family home evening every Monday. Isaiah T., age 7, Victoria, Australia. My brother and I went outside on Christmas, and after building a fort, we noticed our neighbor's driveway had not been shoveled. We knew he was sick, so we shoveled his driveway. After we were done, I walked away feeling warm inside and was happy to serve our Savior on his birthday. Daxton G., age 9, Utah, USA. I am grateful for the beautiful gifts, the sea, and the wilderness that Jesus has created for us. I'm glad I can live on such a beautiful earth. Timothy A., age 5, Olomouc, Czech Republic.
Dear friends, this past Christmas season, I shared the light of Jesus by sharing with others what I have. This brings so much joy into my heart, as this is something Jesus would have done. Chelsea D., age 7, Oregon, USA. I followed Jesus by going to the hospital and singing Christmas carols. It made people feel happy. It made me feel happy, too. Amelia K., age 4, Maine, USA. Other contributors. Nellie and Ethan S., ages 5 and 7, Utah, USA. Nixon S., age 6, Alberta, Canada. Primary children in Texas, USA, collected books to donate to a local youth shelter. Troy S., age 7, Utah, USA. Evie M., age 6, South Australia, Australia. Dear friend, I love Christmas and I know the true meaning of it. Jane B., age 7, New Hampshire, USA. Amelie S., age 11, Texas, USA.
End of Show and Tell. Read by Miles McClellan and Margot Botello.
Find it. Elder Perea's family served their neighbors who needed help. Can you find the hidden objects? A pencil, a fish, a four-leaf clover, a paper airplane, an envelope, a bow, a diamond, a key, a book, a flower, a baseball, a leaf, a star, and a scroll. End of Find It, read by Shannon Nelson.
Friend to Friend, Saved from the Mud, by Elder Adelson de Paula Perea of the 70. I'll share my Savior's love by serving others freely. Children's Songbook, page 74. My family lived in Sao Paulo, Brazil. On the other side of our street, there was a forest of mangrove trees. Mangrove forests have rivers crossing through the trees. The ground is very muddy. Many people built houses on that muddy ground. They put huge logs in the mud. Then, they built their house on top of them. But when it rained, the river overflowed. The water got into their houses. Then the people had nowhere to sleep at night. When that happened, my father would invite all of them into our home. Sometimes there were as many as 15 people. He brought them into our living room and gave them blankets. Mom made them something to eat. Then they slept in our house until the next day. This happened at least 3 or 4 times. I remember thinking, not very many people would take strangers in. My father was letting people we barely knew sleep in our house. But then I thought, they have nowhere else to go. My parents always did things to help people. But their service was more than just helping and giving. It was showing love to our neighbor, even when our neighbor was somebody we didn't know well. we should reach out to people in need. We should help them with everything we can. We shouldn't limit what we do to help people. We can give shelter and resources. We can share our time. We can share our knowledge about Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, especially this Christmas season. End of the story, Saved from the Mud, read by Wes Nelson.
A Christmas Play by David Dixon, Church Magazines. Put on this Christmas play with your primary, family, or friends. You can combine or break up parts. Some of the readers should dress as wise men from the Nativity. Wise Man 1.
Wise men brought the Christ child gifts of frankincense and gold. Gifts they brought to honor him as King of Kings foretold.
Wise Man 2.
Giving gifts at Christmas time is still so nice to do. Gifts of love in time are best, for those are gifts of you.
Wise Man 3.
Listen to some stories now from people spreading cheer. Christmas gifts of kindness are a joy for all to hear.
Reader 1.
Little brother's piggy bank, the one he made himself, tumbled down and broke to bits when bumped right off the shelf. After hugs and kisses, I knew just what I could do. Late that night, I fixed that bank with love and lots of glue.
Reader 2.
Christmas makes me happy, but I see a few sad faces. People need some cheering up in many different places. I write notes of kindness every time I think I should. Seeing happy smiles lets me know I've done some good.
Reader 3.
Brother Lopez down the street lives by himself alone. He's an older man at church who doesn't want a phone. I found out he likes toy trains. Guess what? I have a bunch. Dad and I now visit him with trains and tracks and lunch.
Reader 4.
This year I've been keeping track of cookies, treats, and candy with my secret notebook and a pen or pencil handy. When somebody mentioned their most favorite yummy treats, I would write that down real fast, then later make those sweets.
Reader 5.
Playing sports and running fast are totally my thing. Then one night my parents asked if I would help them sing. Caroling for neighbors sounded scary and no fun. All that night we spread such cheer, I frowned when we were done.
Reader 6.
There's a new boy at our school. He's awesome, but he's shy. Several boys were mean to him. I'm really not sure why. When I prayed he'd find a friend, I thought that could be me. So I sat by Ben at lunch. The rest is history.
Reader 7.
I would check my chore list off as fast as I was able, so I got to spend more time with puzzles on our table. Then I noticed Mom, whose chore list never seems quite through. Now I do some extra chores and she does puzzles too.
Wise Man or All Wise Men Together.
Look around this Christmas time and you will surely see someone who can use a little extra charity. Charity means showing love as Jesus Christ will show. Every act of kindness is a gift wrapped with a bow.
The whole cast.
Merry Christmas!
Tip. Consider ending your play with some sing-along Christmas songs. For ideas on what to sing, check out The Fun Stuff on page 10. Find a printer-friendly version of the play at friend.lds.org during December.
End of A Christmas Play, read by Jane Wise, Alyssa Peterson, Sean Nelson, Daniel McClellan, and Shannon Nelson.
Make a rock picture by Patty Rokas. Step 1. Collect some long, skinny rocks, round rocks, and triangle rocks, and a curved rock for the manger. Step 2. Look at the picture above and put your rocks together to make sheep, shepherds, Mary, and Joseph, and the baby Jesus. End of the activity, Make a Rock Picture, read by Chloe Patello.
Digging into History by Mark Staker and Christina Crossland.
Joseph Smith was born on December 23rd. Have you ever wondered what his life was like when he was very young? Some children went to the place where Joseph Smith's home was in Vermont to find out. They got to see stone fences that Joseph's father and uncles built. These fences kept the cows on their land. In the meadow are some apple trees, like the ones the Smiths would have grown to make apple cider, applesauce, and pie. The children helped archaeologists dig for clues. They uncovered what was left of the Smiths' small log home. They sifted through the dirt and found plates, bowls, and even a fork. Ended the article, Digging into History, read by Roseanne Peterson.
Matt and Mandy. This time, Matt and Mandy are baking cookies together.
Those cookies smell so good. Too bad we're taking them to other people.
Yeah, but surprises are so fun.
Later, just down the street, right after they drop off the cookies to a neighbor, Matt comments,
I wanted to make a snowman today, but this was more fun.
Then he falls splat in the snow.
Oof! Hey, I made a snowman after all.
May your Christmas be filled with kindness and giving as you celebrate the Savior's birth. Love the Coopers and your friends at the Friend. End of Matt and Mandy.
Carl's Christmas Gift by Julianne Tenney Doman, based on a true story. Do more than you are asked to do and go the second mile. Children's Songbook, 167. Carl shivered as he pushed his bike against the wind.
I can't wait to get home and get warm. And I can't wait to open Christmas presents.
He had gotten up extra early that morning to deliver newspapers. As he pushed his bike up the steep hill on his way home, he thought about Mom's homemade Christmas cinnamon rolls. They were going to taste so good. He could almost taste the sweet, creamy frosting. Cream! Carl's shoulders slumped. He had forgotten about milking the cow and the other chores he needed to do, even on Christmas. Carl parked his bike in front of the house. He and his brother like racing to see who can get their paper routes done first. He didn't see his brother's bike, so Carl had won. The only problem with winning was that now he had to wait for his brother before they could open their presents. Then they'd have to go back outside and do chores. Carl wished he could stay inside and enjoy Christmas.
I could just get my chores done now. Then I won't have to come back out in the cold.
He hurried to the barn. As he grabbed a pail and sat down to milk the cow, Carl looked around. All the other chores still needed to be done. Then he had an idea. If he did all the chores himself, he could surprise his family, and they could spend the rest of Christmas morning together. It would be the best Christmas present ever. Carl hurried and milked the cows. Then he cleaned the barn, fed the chickens, and collected the eggs. He smiled as he thought of how surprised his family would be. Carl went back to the house. He peeked in the door to see if anyone was there. Then he sneaked into the kitchen. He had just finished putting the milk and eggs in the refrigerator when Mom walked in.
Oh, good. You're home,
Mom said, giving him a hug.
We were beginning to worry about you.
Mom helped him take off his coat. When Carl's siblings saw him, they shouted,
Carl's home. Let's open our presents.
Everyone crowded around the Christmas tree and waited for Dad to hand out gifts. Carl loved watching as everyone opened their treasures.
All right,
Dad said.
Now it's time to do the chores. But first, I think we need some juice and cinnamon rolls.
Dad walked to the kitchen and opened the refrigerator. He stopped and stared.
Well, look at that,
Dad said.
The milk jug is already full. And here are the eggs already gathered. Who could have done that?
Dad came back into the living room. Carl tried his best to hide his smile.
Do you know anything about this, Carl?
Dad said with a smile of his own.
It seems our chores are already done.
Merry Christmas,
Carl shouted. Dad put his arm around Carl.
Thank you, son. That was very thoughtful. This might be our best Christmas yet.
Carl grinned. He already knew this was his best Christmas ever.
End of the story, Carl's Christmas Gift. Read by Wes Nelson, Bree, Gabriel Reinwand, Kara McClellan, and Ocean Patello.
Food and Fun, an All-Star Christmas. Make these snacks and crafts to remind your family of the Christmas star and Jesus' invitation to let your light so shine, Matthew 5:16. Be sure to get an adult's help. One-of-a-kind star ornaments. Every star is different, and every one of these ornaments will be unique, too. Color craft sticks with markers or paint. Glue the craft sticks together to make a star shape. Decorate with beads, string, glitter, etc. Tie or glue a ribbon or string to the top of the star to hang your ornament. Star Orange-a-ments. Peel an orange, keeping as much of the peel in one piece as possible. Save the fruit for the drinks on the next page. Use a star cookie cutter to cut stars out of the peel. Make a small hole in the top of each star using a pin. Tie a loop of thread or twine through the hole to hang. Over time, the peels will dry and curl a little, but they'll still smell good. Orange hot chocolate. Use a blender to mix 2 cups orange juice, 1/4 cup cocoa powder, and 1 tablespoon flour. Empty into a saucepan and whisk over low heat. Add 1/4 cup sugar and stir over medium heat until the sugar dissolves. Orange cold chocolate. Use a blender to mix 1.5 cups orange juice, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, 2 tablespoons cocoa powder, 1 tablespoon honey, and 1.5 cups ice. Finish Christmas star cookies. This is a version of a Christmas cookie from Finland called Joulu Tortu. Traditionally, it's made with prune jam and ricotta cheese, but any flavor jam will do. Ingredients: puff pastry dough, or pre-made crescent roll dough, thick jam, 1 raw egg, beaten. 1. Cut puff pastry dough into 3-inch, 7.5-centimeter, squares. 2. In each square, make a short diagonal cut from each corner toward the middle of the square. 3. Put a spoonful of jam into the middle of each square. Fold every other corner of the pastry to the middle on the jam. 4. Brush the corners and tops of the cookies with the egg. 5. Bake for 10 to 12 minutes at 425 degrees Fahrenheit, 220 degrees Celsius. Let the cookies cool for a few minutes before serving. End of Food and Fun, an All-Star Christmas. Read by Eden Reinwand.
The Star of the Second Row. Charlotte didn't mean to hurt anyone's feelings. She was just talking. By Charlotte Larsable. Pleasant words are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Proverbs 16, verse 24. It was 10 minutes until showtime. Piles of fake snow covered the stage. Shiny ornaments sparkled. It was the annual Christmas show, and Charlotte was the star. Well, that's what Mom told her. But Charlotte knew the star of the show doesn't stand in the second row of the choir. She would have been the star if the director had given her the big solo. Near the end of the show, one singer got to sing a song all by herself. Charlotte had wanted to sing that solo more than anything, but she didn't get to. Brianna did, and it just wasn't fair. Everyone said Brianna had a beautiful voice, but Charlene didn't think Brianna sounded that good. Charlotte plopped down next to Anne, Stacy, and Jenny. They all wore the same glittery green dresses. Charlotte thought that together they looked like a giant Christmas wreath.
Brianna's so lucky,
Anne was saying.
They're gonna have all the spotlights on her.
Charlotte wished they were talking about her. That she was the one in the spotlights.
She looks kind of nervous,
Stacy said.
Maybe she'll pass out.
They all giggled.
I don't know why she got the solo,
Charlotte said.
She can't even sing that well.
As soon as she said it, Charlotte felt guilty. She knew she shouldn't say mean things about anyone, but she liked the way her friends all grinned at her.
They all had wanted Brianna's solo too. Just then, their choir director swept in.
"Places!"
she called.
"It's showtime!"
They followed her to the stage, and the show began. Charlotte was surprised at how much fun she had. She liked singing, even from the second row. And she had to admit, Brianna did a great job. But when the show was over, she saw Brianna run from the stage.
Was she crying?
Charlotte remembered what she had said about Brianna and felt guilty again. But Brianna hadn't heard, so it didn't matter, right?
So why was Brianna crying?
I've got to tell you something.
Stacy grabbed Charlotte's hand and pulled her into the changing room.
Jenny told Brianna you said she's a bad singer.
Charlotte felt like a lump of coal dropped into her stomach.
Maybe that's why Brianna was crying. Oh no!
She hurried out of the room. Charlotte hadn't meant to hurt anyone. She was just talking. Why would Jenny tell Brianna? It was all Jenny's fault. But that wasn't true. Charlotte knew she shouldn't have said what she did. Charlotte felt sick. She wanted to go home. Maybe she could just avoid Brianna forever. She sighed. She knew what she had to do. Charlotte walked outside. She saw Brianna with her family. It looked like she was still crying. Charlotte really didn't want to face them all, but this was the right thing to do. She prayed for help and walked toward them.
Brianna, can I talk to you?
Everyone looked at Charlotte. They didn't look very happy to see her, but Brianna nodded and followed Charlotte.
Brianna, I know Jenny told you what I said, and I'm sorry.
It was mean,
Brianna said, looking down.
I know, and it wasn't true. You're a great singer. Can you forgive me?
Brianna smiled a little.
Do you think I did okay?
Charlotte nodded.
You were amazing. The star of the show.
She gave Brianna a hug before she went to find her family. Charlotte looked back to see Brianna smiling.
Hey, Charlotte!
Brianna yelled as she got into her car.
Merry Christmas!
Charlotte smiled. Heavenly Father had answered her prayer. Her guilty, jealous feelings were replaced with happiness that sparkled as bright as any star.
End of the story, The Star of the Second Row. Read by Margot Patello, Mia Peterson, Jane Wise, Lindsay Hepworth, and Shannon Nelson.
For parents of little ones. Trees, lights, presents. Christmas is a magical time of year. But if we're not careful, the true reason for the celebration, the birth of our Savior, can get lost in the hustle and bustle. By remembering Jesus in our outings and activities, we can help our children learn that Christmas is about Christ. Remember, traditions don't have to be a big production to be meaningful. Listen to and sing sacred carols together. Silent Night can become as familiar as Jingle Bells. Display a nativity your children can touch or play with. You could even help them make a nativity from sock puppets, felt, or paper to act out the different scenes. Watch a live nativity, or act it out as a family. For script ideas, visit lessonhelps.lds.org and click on the category Plays and Programs. Use an Advent activity from the friend to get ready for Christmas. For example, page 10 of this month's magazine has a song a day activity you could use. The December 2015 friend included a lovely poster called The Road to Bethlehem, with different readings for the 2 weeks leading up to the holiday. Find past issues online at friend.lds.org. Tell stories during Christmas about the Savior's whole life, not just his birth. let your children choose from the variety of videos at BibleVideos.org. End of For Parents of Little Ones. Read by Lindsay Hepworth.
Action Rhyme. A Special Night by Jordan Monson Wright. Angels sang a Jesus Christ. Shepherds trembled at the sight. Wise men recognized his light. A special star shone down so bright. Mary wrapped the baby tight and cradled him all through the night. End of Action Rhyme, A Special Night. Read by Kate Peterson.
Ellie Helps Clean the Church by Jennifer Maddie. Ellie and her family are going to help clean their church building. Dad pushes the vacuum up and down the hall. Mom wipes the counter in the bathroom. How can Ellie help? Her brother has an idea. Ellie is glad that she can help take care of Heavenly Father's house. End of Ellie Helps Clean the Church. Read by Margot Patello.
Scripture Stories, Jonah and the Whale by Kim Webb Reed. God told Jonah to go on a mission. He was supposed to go to a city called Nineveh and tell the people to repent, but Jonah didn't want to go there. He got on a ship going to a different city. A huge storm came. The sailors were afraid their ship would sink. Jonah knew God had sent the storm because Jonah ran away. Jonah told the sailors to throw him overboard so the storm would stop. God sent a whale to save Jonah. He was in the whale's belly for 3 days. Jonah prayed. He decided to repent and follow God. God told the whale to spit Jonah out on dry land. Jonah went to Nineveh. He taught the people there. And the people of Nineveh listened. They started following God again. When I make a wrong choice, I can repent and try again. God loved Jonah, and God loves me. From Jonah 1-4. End of Jonah and the Well. Read by Chloe Patello.
Waiting for Christmas by Cheryl Wright, based on a true story. Tomorrow was Christmas. Jacob helped Mom make sugar cookies. They made them in fun shapes. Stars, candy canes, snowmen, Christmas trees. Mom made frosting. Jacob helped frost the cookies. Jacob and Mom put sprinkles on the frosting. Jacob was having fun. But Jacob kept thinking. There were lots of presents under the Christmas tree. One of them was wrapped in red paper. It had Jacob's name on it. He thought maybe it was a soccer ball. Jacob loved soccer. Tomorrow was so far away. Jacob wiggled in his chair. He wanted Christmas now.
Time for dinner,
Mom said. It was chicken noodle soup. That was Jacob's favorite. But all through dinner, Jacob wiggled. It was just too hard to wait for Christmas. After dinner, the family went to the living room. Jacob tried to sit still, but he kept wiggling. He wanted to open his presents. Jacob's family had a Christmas program. They sang Silent Night. Then Dad read about when Jesus was born. Jacob stopped wiggling. He felt peaceful. He remembered that Christmas was about Jesus. Mom prayed. Then Jacob hugged her.
Jesus is the best part of Christmas.
The author lives in Utah, USA. End of the story, Waiting for Christmas, read by Roseanne Peterson, Sean Nilsson, and Maya Reinwand.